Hi, this is Zach Church, news writer at SearchCIOMidMarket.com, and here's what's going on in the CIO world this week. Mid-market CIOs will often talk about moving to an enterprise-level job, but many have worked in IT for the better part of their careers, don't have an MBA, not even a lick of business experience under their belts. Their resumes tell prospective employers that they are technology people and have never been anything but. But for those looking to move up, there's no need to despair. Experts say there is a way to the enterprise, but it's not quick, or simple, or without risk. Unless you've been holed up in some server room trying to get that five-year ERP project underway, you know that landing a job with a larger organization means you'll have to have business experience. A new report from Gartner shows that Global 1000 companies are looking for CIOs with non-IT business experience on their resumes. The report suggests aspiring mid-market CIOs start hitting the pavement for jobs that will give them that management experience. But Martha Heller, an executive recruiter at Z Resource Group in Westboro, Massachusetts, recommends instead of looking for non-IT jobs within their current companies or with other mid-market firms, CIOs try to find jobs with larger companies. Heller says ditching a CIO job to take a more business-oriented position in a company of about the same size won't be enough to qualify for a CIO spot in a bigger company. In fact, it could be a complete waste of time. She tells mid-market CIOs looking to move up to focus on scope and scale. Running off for an MBA might seem more business savvy, but it won't get them in the door at an enterprise-sized company. Heller says incremental steps up within a large company will leave a mid-market CIO with the ability to think, manage, and work at a much higher level. That's the growth hiring executives want to see. In fact, Heller says she has placed dozens of mid-market CIOs in jobs with less glamorous titles at enterprise companies. But once there, former CIOs should think less about degrees and start working on job experience. Gartner researchers interviewed the heads of IT recruiting from four major search firms for their report. Collectively, the four firms recruit about half of all Global 1000 CIOs each year. CEOs and other hiring executives aren't looking for education specifics. Moreover, the hiring executives admitted that while an MBA is nice, it's not a must. Even a computer science or similar degree isn't necessarily an important element. So as far as education goes, everything is up in the air. Kelvin Thompson, a managing partner at recruiter Heidrick & Struggles International in San Francisco, told Gartner researchers that some of his clients talk first about computer science backgrounds and engineering degrees, but changed their tune when told about successful CIOs with art and music degrees, among others. Gartner analyst Ken McGee determined that hiring executives are looking for what he called hybrid executives, well-educated and well-trained in IT, but also knowledgeable about the business they work for. Currently, Heller is conducting a search for a CIO at a transportation company, and the hiring committee there doesn't really care about what industry the CIO comes from. What they want, Heller says, is someone who can handle complexity. Top mid-market IT employees certainly want to move up. A Search CIO MidMarket.com survey last year found that 22% of mid-market IT leaders aspired to move up in their IT organization, 21% aspired to move up in their overall organization, and 18% hoped to move up to a larger company. Only 23% planned on staying in their current roles.